What about your early days? I'm talking about pre-records, I'm talking about pre-pro.
Sculpture.
And what about your music, your musical, instruments you played, the groups you were with, how you built up the ability and the talent to be something professional?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. Diddy Wah Diddy, when I did that, I had only been singing for a month and playing the harmonica for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I just went right into it. I never had any musical training.
And you never played with any semi-pro?
Never. Yeah. Never.
Who was the person who first recognized you as potential, as a potential talent?
Probably me. My mother said she did because I was whistling when I was two.
Yeah.
Before I talked.
Really?
Right about the same time or something. I didn't talk for quite a while. I whistled. You know, like.
You might describe that he was whistling then with a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah, that was a feat. Believe it or not. That was a feat.
But I was a sculptor. I had a scholarship to Europe when I was 13. I had a TV program when I was 11.
TV program?
Yeah, a sculpturing program from the Griffith Park Zoo in affiliation with Agostinho Rodriguez, the sculptor from Lisbon, Portugal.
Yeah.
Very famous fellow, that fellow. Have you ever seen his sculptures?
I can't see that.
Very good, very good, very good. Did a lot of animals.
Yeah. And just happened that you just went into the music business just like off the street, or that what happened in between your sculpture and your whistling to
painting
and your painting to bring you into the
poetry.
Record and poetry to bring you into the record business
and writing.
I'm gonna put out a couple of books soon. One of them is Old Farted Play. One of them, that's a novel, and one of them is a book of poems called Singing Ink.
That's the first one I've played.
What's your favorite poem if you'd recite it? Remember it?
I like this poem an awful lot. One nest rolls after another until there are no longer any birds. One tongue lashes another until there are no longer any words. I love fails no birds. Circle, C, Don Van Fleet. That's a copyright thing. Yeah.
Okay. No, I wasn't. I'm not going to steal it from you.
No, I didn't. I didn't think you were. I didn't mean that. I was just acting silly.
All right. It's all right. All right. A lot of people know about associate you with.
It's not true.
With.
I knew what you were going to say. It isn't.
Frank
true.
Zappa.
The fellow. The only association I can think of with him is the fact that I did a thing called Willie the Pimp.
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard it.
And I sang on that, And that may be the big association.
Yeah.
He didn't have any bearing on anything with me. Absolutely none. No.
Why do people, for some reason, or associate? I don't know. They said
we were both on Warner Brothers.
Uh-huh. And what did you both go to high school together, or
no.
Go to school at all together?
No. I didn't go to school really. I managed to be a different fish and jumped out of the school. But I was
the same area.
Sculptor. Oh, in Lancaster. Well, I lived in Mojave though. Yeah. You ever heard of Mojave? The high desert.
Yeah,
that's where I went. They just associated that because they used that for some kind of publicity campaign or something.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I have to take a look at my notes here. What about the name? Your name, Captain Beefheart. How the hell did that come about?
Just a pipe dream, I guess. Just thought it up, and the Magic Band thought it up, and I just thought it would be a funny thing to, you know.
What about the fact that you changed labels? Why from something like Warner Brothers, which in a lot of people's eyes is probably one of the biggest and best labels in the country, did you change over to Mercury?
Well, I think Mercury needs me. You know, they don't have that many artists, Rod Stewart and Bachman Turner Overdrive and a few other people, and I think that they'll push me harder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have been.
Yeah.
Been doing good, I think.
Yeah, if I can add, first of all, strictly from the, as Don mentioned, who's going to push the best, not to slant a Warner Brothers or an RCA or an A&M, mm-hmm. where they're highly involved with their top flight artists, and so many times you get a talent and it becomes a secondary effort to you, and you get lost in 12 releases, 7 releases a week, and inside of a month they've got 28 releases, so consequently you don't get the effort. Thirdly, Warner Brothers had tried previously, and I believed in Don's first albums that he did have hits in there. I don't care whether they were in what people might say the Way Out spectrum or the Freaky spectrum, but there were some genuine AM potential hit songs.
Too much
nobody,
time, for sure.
Nobody took advantage of. They, and once that image is created, and they put it off in that side issue, they're not going to go back. They're not going to take a second look. He needed, just like he's got fresh blood now with a band, they need a label needs fresh blood.
Yeah.
And right now he's one of their hot artists. The concentration is on him. They've done something like 68,000 in 3 weeks. Warner Brothers hasn't done that in probably 2 albums or 3 albums of his. That's part of the reasons.
Yeah, well, it's very good psychology that he used in going to that kind of show like that.
Well, and I've met most of the people with them. I think they're real nice people. I've met very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand why the fellow didn't get the record to him.
Well, it's understandable.
It's a small college radio. It's small.
Nice guy, Paul. You'll like him when you meet him.
They can't service everybody, and they're only too happy if somebody has to be put on a mailing list. They'll put them on.
Yeah.
And they'll service the major stations, they'll service the secondaries, they'll service the maybe the colleges right in their area, you know, just things like that. And a lot of times, like in our travels, we hit all the different colleges, we see the different people, and they say, I didn't get one. It's not a slant or a deliberate intention to, you know, not give you one, it's just that they can't cover them all. They're building an FM department, for example, right now, that eventually they'll solicit all the stations, all the colleges that have stations. And, but, you know, don't be offended by it. It's not a deliberate thing. It's just a pure accidental oversight. Yeah. So.